Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Andrew Schau with the latest. Victoria police aren't impressed with the results from Operation Nexus. More than 8,000 people got caught doing the wrong thing over the Easter long weekend during the five-day police operation. 100 speeding offences were detected around the Latrobe region, along with 7 drink or drug drivers. And as for the Campaspe area, police nabbed 2 disqualified drivers. The Victoria Tourism Industry Council is the latest organisation to put forward its state budget wish list ahead of the budget day on May 7th. The council's chief executive is Felicia Mariani. She's expecting a very lean budget this year as the government grapples with Victoria's debt.
So as a consequence, we've mirrored that in our asks in our submission so that the first couple of years are actually not really seeking that much funding as we might normally do when we ask for a lot of infrastructure development to be undertaken.
Campaspe Shire is inviting ratepayers to join a community reference group to help provide feedback on the revised Murray-Darling Basin plan. Expressions of interest close later on today. Shire Mayor Rob Amos says they particularly want to hear from individuals who will be impacted by water buybacks.
But then the second part of it is we want them to say, well, if this is going to happen, what would they like to see the federal government do to help offset these buybacks when they occur?
And Morwell Nationals MP Martin Cameron is calling for greater roads funding in the upcoming state budget, claiming some local roads, including Hazelwood Road, have been suffering from speed reductions and poor road quality in recent years. Checking the latest in sport now, and just an hour to go until the Gippsland Power under 16 boys get out on field for their clash with Bendigo down in Melbourne. The Power struck down the Murray Bushies by 31 points last time out, and as for the Bushrangers, they'll take on Geelong this afternoon from 2 p.m. at Trevor Barker Beach Oval. And tonight sees the Gippsland Stars 23 and under squad take on Geelong. They'll be hoping for a win after last week.